In the Gospel, the apostles asked our Lord Jesus Christ to increase their faith. Increase our faith, they told him. I would have expected maybe the Lord Jesus to say, by how much? But he did not. Because the Lord Jesus knows you don't mention faith as a kind of in quantity. So the Lord then told him, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. My dear friends in Christ, there are a lot of teachings packed into that little statement, that small statement. First, faith is not how big it is. Even the little you have can do wonders. And when you note that Mark and Matthew use mountain, but only Luke uses mulberry because of the audience, the target audience. What the Lord is teaching them here is any little faith you have has power to do something. And the catechism tells us that faith is a gift of God, this supernatural gift of God. So when the apostles approached him, they were thinking, okay, if he increases our faith, then we can do wonders. But if you truly know what faith is, which of course is true, faith goes with trust. And that means you have to trust God and have faith in him. And if that is the case, it would no longer be you acting, but God acting in you. The psalmist says, the Lord is my strength and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Once you recognize that, that is the true person of faith. What I am doing is through God. And once you are able to trust him to the point that you leave everything to him, then he walks through you. You simply become like a conduit, like a channel that God acts in the world, in situations. When Habakkuk, of course, you know Habakkuk was prophesying at a very trying time, and he was kind of trying to encourage them. The concluding statement here is, a just man lives by his faith. A just man lives by his faith. Once you know, like we say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes, if that is the case, I can go through anyway. Even if I walk through the valley of darkness, I shall fear no evil. That is somebody speaking from faith. And so when you look at that, then you sit back and ask, how many of us truly have that faith, such as to know that as long as you are with God, nothing can overcome you, nothing can overpower you. And with God, you can do wonders. That when the Lord Jesus says, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, he was simply telling them, with God, with the power of faith, you can do the impossible. Those things that people think would not have been possible, but with faith you can do it. But then you really need to trust. You really need to trust God before you can have such faith in him. Well, some people can come around when there's some problem and say, just have faith. Have faith. That's too light. Look at the person behind you. He is your God. He is ready to help you. If you don't, then there is where you have a problem. A story is told of a man who was climbing a mountain. And as he was going, he fell off. As he was tumbling, he held onto the branch of one shrub that was right there and was dangling there. And he started shouting, "Lord, help me! Lord, help me!" While dangling there. And then he heard a voice. And he said, "What do you want me to do for you? I am the Lord." He said, "Please, help me. I am falling down." And the voice said, "Okay, do what I will tell you to do. Would you?" He said, "I am going to do it." And the voice says, "Let go of the branch." And he looked at her. "Please, is there any other person there?" He didn't trust that voice. Now, this is how we work. That's how faith goes. If he had trusted this person, knowing that, okay, is the Lord, he would just let go of the branch, knowing that he is right here to catch me, he said. Don't you remember the Psalms? He will set his angels that you will never strike your foot on a stone. So if he had believed that and believed the voice, that is the man of faith. He would let go. So, my dear friends in Christ, sometimes temptation comes and we try as much as possible, thinking that with our strength, we can do it. If you use your strength, if you trust in your strength, if you believe in your strength, you will fail. But if you believe in that voice telling you, "I am right here with you," and if you believe with the psalmist, "The Lord is my strength," and if you believe that God can do everything, you are simply nothing on earth without him. Then that is where you will let go of everything, knowing that he is right there, "My Redeemer liveth." So when the apostles say, "Increase our faith," for them, they were thinking, okay, faith is something that maybe it's just like a medication that after using it and it's not effective, maybe the doctor increases the dosage. That was probably the way they think. Faith is not like that. It's not like a medication. When the first dosage doesn't work, then the doctor increases the dosage. Faith is not something like that. Even the little thing, and the way faith increases is by using it. The way your faith increases is by using it. Even the minor thing, you can use, not trusting in yourself, not trusting in your strength, not thinking, "I can do it," but thinking that he can do it and he uses you then to do that. So, my dear friends in Christ, while praying and asking God to increase our faith, let us also trust him. Because without trust, you will not have faith in him. And without faith in him, you cannot overcome all these things. You cannot move mountains. Faith and trust go together, and once you are able to trust him, then you will be able to know that with him, everything is possible. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.